Please keep in mind the sake of our congregation, Barker family, Brother Howard Fowler, John Covington, and others of our congregation that are sick, that God would raise them up, restore them to health. Makes us look forward to that time when we shall live in a country where the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. When sickness and death will have fled away to parts unknown. Open your Bible this morning, please, to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we'll begin reading in verse 24. This is a parable that Jesus gave that we want to expound today. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now let's drop over to verse 36, if we may. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the home, into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I want to take our text this morning, the thought that's found in verse 30, where Jesus said, Let both grow together. Let both grow together, the wheat and the tares. Back in the 7th century A.D., when the religion of Islam was just getting started, it was an extremely militant religion. Mohammed, the founder of that religion, wanted to convert the whole world to the Muslim faith. If you didn't convert, you were killed. Think of that. He believed sincerely that he was right. And so he went about offering everybody salvation through the Muslim faith. And if they said yes, they were accepted into it and became one of them. But if they said no, and they rejected it, they were summarily executed. That way, as the Muslim faith spread throughout the world, the first thing you know, everyone would be a Muslim, because all the dissenters would have been eliminated, don't you see? And it would have been one world faith. Within 10 years of Muhammad's death, his religion had spread over the whole of the Middle East and Europe like a plague, resulting in the execution of millions of people. You see, they were not content to let both grow together. You see where I'm coming from? Later on, during that period of history known as the Dark Ages, the Roman Catholic Church rose up and began a time of similar persecution. They too were so zealous that they wanted everyone to be saved, and the only way you could be saved was to be a member of their church. So they went throughout the world converting people not to Christ but to the church, because they believe, and they still believe, that in order to get to heaven you must be a member of the Catholic Church. And they wanted everybody to go to heaven. And if somebody said no, they killed them, because they were lost anyway. They were going to hell anyway, so why not speed it up? And the first thing you know, all of the people on the face of the earth will be Catholics. You see where they're coming from? Again, millions of people died under that, we call it religious persecution. No growing together until the harvest. Now, presently there is a resurgence among those professing the Muslim faith to force their religion upon all the peoples of the world. That's what the war is all about. It's been going on for 9 years already in Iran and Afghanistan. The Muslims. Listen, the politicians won't tell you this, but this is a religious war. They are trying to do what they had attempted to do before. The same plan and purpose. They are striving to bring the world under the dominion of their Sharia law. Now, when we read our Bible, we find out that out here in the short future, there's going to be a 7-year period of time that we call the tribulation period, when an ungodly person known as the Antichrist will appear, and he will demand upon penalty of death that all the world worship him as God. And all those who follow him will receive a mark, either in their right hand or in their foreheads, showing that they belong to his group. Now, this is foreshadowed. In the book of Daniel, we studied it on Wednesday nights, not long ago, about a golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had erected on the plain of Dura near Babylon, which is present-day Iraq. He did this in an attempt to unify his people. He ordered all of the people to bow down and worship this image that he'd made. Well, there were three Hebrew guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down and worship the king's image. As a result of their disobedience, they were cast alive into the burning fiery furnace. You remember the story. Let both grow together, Jesus said. That is the religion of Christianity. We are not to be a militant, forceful, aggressive group of people in our evangelization of the world. Jesus has given us a commission to go into all the world and make disciples of all men by preaching the gospel to them. But he doesn't tell us that if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, to kill them. Let them grow together. Present the facts of the gospel and let the people decide if they want to go to heaven when they die or if they want to go to hell. It's a sort of a choose ye this day whom you will serve sort of thing. It's not you go out here and talk to somebody, I want you to accept Christ as your personal Savior. And if you don't accept Him as your personal Savior, I'm going to kill you. You can't find justification for that in the Bible. It isn't there. Now listen, in the world today, Jesus told us here that we have the good seed and we have the tares. And he identifies the good seed in verse 38 as the children of the kingdom. And he identifies the tares as the children of the wicked one who have been sown by the devil. Now, I think in the world today there's probably more tares than there are wheat. Well, we might call them the righteous and the wicked. We might call them the saved and the unsaved. We might call them believers and unbelievers. But they are not identified as Baptists or Protestants or Catholics or Muslims or anything else. It is simply those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and those who are rejecting Him. Notice he isn't talking religion here. It's good seed and tares. There's no in between. There's no gray area. Just black and white. No one is half and half. Now he tells us that the planter, the sower of the good seed, is the Son of Man, Jesus. The planter of the tares is his enemy, the devil. The field where the seed are planted and where the good seed of the wheat and the tares are growing is the world. That's all nations. You'll find them everywhere. They are growing together. They speak many different languages. They're together in the marketplaces. They're together as they drive down the highways. They're together as they watch television, on the job, at the parks, on the beach. They eat together in the same restaurants. They attend the same schools. They play on the same ball teams. They fish in the same lake. And they go to the same church. They'll grow together. They'll grow together until there's coming an end. Until the harvest. Folks, the harvest time is coming. Jesus tells us when it's going to be. He said it will be in the end of this world. Now the reapers, those laborers who will work in bringing in the harvest, will be the angels of God, he tells us. First will come the harvest of the tares. He said they'll be gathered by the angels out of the kingdom. They will be bound and cast into a furnace of fire and burned. They'll be burned but not consumed. It'll be like Moses' bush in the wilderness. For those who offend and those who do iniquity, he says it will be a time of wailing and gnashing of teeth. They will be cut asunder, he said, and appointed their portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth in the blackness of outer darkness forever. That's the tares. The wheat will then be gathered into God's barn. And my, what a barn it is. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. There this wheat, the righteous ones, he says, shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Now they're not distinguished by what religion they follow. They're not identified by what church they belong to or what mosque or synagogue or church they attend. They're not distinguished by the color of their skin or their nationality or the language they speak or their economic situation. They're not distinguished by their age or their gender. They are simply wheat. Today is the time of growing together. The person sitting next to you on the pew may be a tare. Lost and undone without Christ, without hope in this world or in the world to come. You may have children sitting around your table that are tares. The family living next door to you may be a family of tares, facing the fiery judgment of God. Some of the people that you work with may be tares, growing with you till the time of harvest, when the separation will come. Every day you meet them. Wheat and the tares growing together. But did you know that we serve a God who can work miracles? Did you know that God can change a tare into a wheat? He didn't bring that out here, but it's in the Bible. We read in the Bible about a big tare that was growing in Jerusalem. His name was Saul. He hated Christians. He was instrumental in having Stephen stoned to death. He persecuted those people who believed that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and was buried and rose from the dead the third day. He had them put in prison and even killed. One day this old tare was on his way to far off Damascus. He was going there to arrest some wheat Christians who were worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ in that city. Suddenly a light shined down from heaven, struck him blind. It was Jesus. And by the power of Jesus Christ, Saul was changed and transformed from a tare into a wheat. God can do that. And he did. Saul of Tarsus became the Apostle Paul, who served the Lord faithfully day and night for 32 years before he was reaped by the angels and taken to heaven's barn. We need to learn some of the lessons that Jesus is trying to teach us in this parable. There is a right and wrong. There is good and evil. There is a devil who is leading people astray, stealing their immortal souls and condemning them to eternal fire. There is coming a time of harvest when every man shall face God in judgment. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And there is a Savior who loves you and wants you to be saved. So answer this question to your own heart's satisfaction. Are you a good seed or a tare? No one here is going to judge you or put you in a category. That's not what we're here for. That's something that's strictly between you and God. You judge yourself. You are the only one that knows your own private heart. And you're either saved or lost. There may be someone who will sincerely say, "Preacher, I don't really know whether I'm a good seed or a tare." Let me ask you, are you concerned enough about the eternal destiny of your immortal soul to want to find out for sure? Only Jesus can change you from a tare into a wheat. That's why he died on the cross. That's why he shed his blood. One day God reached down into East Texas and he found an old tare growing down there. He changed me into a wheat. Took grace and took faith. But we got the job done. How is it with your soul? Let's stand together, please, as we bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today for the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit of God can take the Word of God and show us ourselves and reveal ourselves to us so that we might know our condition before you. And if there's one here today who has examined their heart in the light of this gospel that we've preached, if they find out that they're unsaved, Lord, don't let them walk out of this building without Christ as their Savior. As the invitation is given, May today they come forth and say, yes, I'm accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to go to heaven when I die. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead them out of the pew and down the aisle to make that confession of faith. And Lord, may each one of us today seek out our own assurance from your throne. Let your Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let us walk out saying, I know that I'm saved. I know where I'm going when I die, because I've accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And we'll give you all of the glory and all of the thanks, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Number 491. 491.
With your heart today. What is your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you a child of God? Do you know Christ and the free pardon and forgiveness of your sins?